I have a tendency to refuse what my wife asks me to do for no apparent reason. Both of us consider this as some kind of conditioning in me, and we joke about it sometimes. But there are situations when it is not so funny. How to overcome this?
The ground is to wake up. It's always about to awaken. Once you come to know who you are, then there is no more separation. Then you will relate towards intelligence. You will no more own intelligence. You follow what I'm saying? What you think you are, or what you're thinking, the creativity of mind is not the intelligence. It comes out of intelligence, but it is not intelligence. And if you identify yourself, I am a man or I am a woman, there's immediately stupidity comes through, isn't it? Then this woman, they're just emotional and hysterical. And the man is just maybe intellectual and muscle or whatever. But we think it's immediately there is stupidity coming, there is no real respect. Soon you have a certain identity, there is a certain arrogance with that. You understand? There's no real respect there, you understand? But soon you come to know who you are. Even if your wife doesn't know, but you know as well, it is true to your wife, and you will not anymore even relate having this relationship than man and woman. You will only relate towards intelligence, towards source, which is always dominant, always here, if you ignore the ignorance. You understand? Once awake, enlightened, if you're not I'm master, I take care of ignorance, but normally if I'm relating, I don't see nowhere in ignorance. I'm not a therapist or anything, you know what I'm saying? I just spontaneously relate, and there is always pure intelligence source. And the other, your wife, will immediately notice the respect, and both. So then there is no more, I know it better in that way, or there is no competition about it. Who knows it better? It is just simply what is the best is the case. It doesn't matter from where it comes from. You understand? So this is the habit everybody has. And this is a ditch, and you do not know how not to ditch. It is really removed, only really removed once you wake up. You understand? Once mind is liberated as well. This is what I speak about, liberation of mind. This comparison has to disappear. You understand? Just to know whom I is not enough. You still continue to have a relationship. Sheep. To have a relationship is the other, your wife, and I am the man. This is a relationship, or your mother, your father. There is a certain package attached to that, isn't it? A certain flavor attached to it. You understand? I mean, you can still say daddy, mother, but once you awake and know who you are and everybody is, there will be no package with it. You will just simply relate. There is all the respect with that. You understand? And so I do not know about your wife. You say you have the tendency that your wife telling you to do things like empty the garbage bin or things like that.
It may be anything.
What do you mean?
It may be, and she asks me to do something, and
shopping,
whatever it might be.
Okay,
or
you
she makes
me over these things, please.
Or there is a statement. She does a statement, and I have a tendency to refuse.
Okay, it's about opinion as well.
Can be.
You talk about opinion.
It can be.
You know, this is also. If you have opinion, you discuss about certain things, yes? This is mostly always about relative truth. You know, it is all changeable, you understand? You have your opinion about certain things. And what is so natural for the mind, if somebody comes with a certain opinion, you will notice that you immediately speak the opposite. If somebody comes with so-called, let's say, bad news, talks about bad news, immediately this mind, you from the other side, you will come, oh, there's good news about it. You speak about the good news, about the bad news. You follow it. Immediately the mind speaks the opposite. And it is because this mind somehow likes to complete, wants to speak what the other doesn't speak, so wants to speak the other part of it, you understand? And so for that reason you always see yourself speaking the opposite. And you wonder how come. It is just simply nature for this mind. Just if mind is not liberated, there is a lot of trouble, is it? You understand? And as well, in that time when mind is not liberated, you can't truly make a distinction between what is now so relative truth or the ultimate truth. Because relative truth is so changeable, you can any time change your opinion. Wait a minute, you know, I have already changed my opinion. It's just the opposite, you understand? But we think mostly that the relative truth as if it's the ultimate truth. And this is some people, they even shoot each other for relative truth, thinking this is the ultimate truth. There is this war going on and you get so identified with it because you think it is the ultimate truth. And you wonder with this active mind and thoughts which then coming towards you, you understand. So the ground is to awaken. This is the shortcut and the only way. You follow what I'm saying? Is to take care of from the very root what is true. Then these things, once I say in intensive satsang, we take care of this mind, we take care of these things. I can't tell you how you can move out. There's no how. There is to come to know from the very root what is true. You will not even ditch there. It's just, this question is when the earth is flat. You understand? This is on the flat earth happening there. Yes? Does it make sense I'm saying here? Yeah, is it so answered?
I think it is answered, but maybe I can extend it a little
yes,
bit more.
Yes, okay.
So you say, once awakened, even subconscious... Once liberated, even subconscious reflexes disappear.
Yeah, it will disappear. Yeah. It will most probably disappear if you're guardless about it. This is how it happened. It will disappear because the root has been taken care of. You are no more in a comparison. Comparison and competition is so together. This is the spin and lose game you have because you do not relate towards intelligence. There is nobody to own it. It is true to all the living beings if they know so or do not know so. And it is dominant, but it is covered with that non-liberated mind who is not relating but having a sheep with everybody. You understand? There is this you and this I, not relating. So if this relating is there, it is naturally taken care of. Many things.
Yeah, what I believe is that this behavior comes from my childhood relationship with my parents.
This is doing groups. These are excuses why you don't shoot yourself. These are excuses. This is your wrong vision. It doesn't matter. You have this behavior. But I tell you, everybody has this behavior. You're not the only one who has this behavior. And they had other experience, different experience. So these are just excuses. This is doing therapy, analyzing. This doesn't lead nowhere. You know what I'm saying? This is figuring it out in your thinking process. Okay, there's a time you want to do so. And maybe there is a relative truth, but it's not going to help you, send you free in any way. It's only giving you a reason why it is so and why you can't just stop that. I don't like, you call it a tendency. You called it tendency.
I called it a tendency. Yeah, it does not. It does not happen always.
I understand, but I.
It is unconscious. It appears to be totally unconscious. Yeah.
Yeah, it just comes up like that.
Yes.
Yes. But you can also feel it if it comes up. It doesn't feel very comfortable when it comes up.
And most of the time, I don't notice it, and my wife tells me, "No, look at this one. Here is it again." Yeah? That's the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, I do not know the circumstance, what it is all about. You understand? You both not really relating. There is no truly respect for each other. It's like what I hear, that your wife may just simply ask to be part of the movements, what is happening, that you may, can you please give me a help? You know, it is a way of respect, you understand? Can you give me just the salt over there? Could you just, in the kitchen, bring me also this and that? This is kind of nice, isn't it?
Sure.
To make no difference with the role we play right this now, and having a certain spontaneity and a natural caring, which is your nature, you understand? It is not taking energy away, it enhances rather, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's more fun. It is a play. This is being playful. You understand? Yeah. Is it more so answered now?
I think it is answered now.
Okay,
thank you.
Yes.
Different beliefs and expectations seem to be the cause for conflict. How to handle this in daily life, for example, in a relationship or with the own children?
Belief and what?
Expectations.
Expectations. This is all beliefs and expectation. These are the conflicts. Yeah. This is what I speak of, liberating this mind. Even to come to know who you are, this mind is still in the wrong vision and keeps on. There is so much. Just to know I'm consciousness, awareness, or whatever you may understood, you know. Your vision is still wrong, you follow. Any seeker or people on the path who meditate, they know about awareness, consciousness, and how many times we have heard, but it is something you remember and you are still in the wrong vision. You understand? It is not yet your, it's not your vision. It is rather knowledge. Mostly people, they can't make no distinction between knowing and knowledge, because the word is so the same, isn't it? But there's all the different. Knowing, it is, knowledge is not knowing, you follow what I'm saying? I make difference. There is a difference between knowledge and knowing. You follow what I'm saying?
Can you elaborate this a little bit?
I don't know if I can. I don't think really I can speak more about it. You know, so you don't. You understand? You follow what I'm saying? If you're authentic, you know so. There is a lot of... Being on the path, I had no problem with getting hints. But I did not confuse that I know so. You understand? So I would not collect it as a knowledge and think I know. This is often people collecting it as a knowledge and think they know. This is not the knowing. Yeah, I understand. For myself, I could see the hints, but I know I do not know. I am not in that vision. It is only a hint for me that it is not the becoming, for example. It's a very beautiful hint. It doesn't mean that I shouldn't do anything. It doesn't mean to me like that, but this logical conclusion we make out of it, hearing all this Ramana sentence, thinking, oh yes, I'm already enlightened, okay, good. Yes, so, and, yeah, you say about beliefs and expectation, because you do not know who you are, you have expectation. But this are being on the path, this is your wrong vision, your duality vision, and you have a lot of expectation, but with expectation also all the disappointments are coming with that, frustration comes with that, and it, you many times get really hurt, more and more hurt, and you notice something is wrong with expectation, isn't it? And you're looking for that relaxation beyond that, when you do not expect anything, to find yourself somewhere when there is no need for anything, and I can be satisfied with that, you understand, not needing anything, not having any expectation to value what is, to wanna come. This is also being on the path where you keep on practicing that. This is where this mind is so busy every day. I'm talking to liberate this mind, to free this mind from all that. You follow what I'm saying? It is because you were asking me, can you, in the open satsang, could you tell me what kind of investigation? I can't really tell you. because this is an underground meeting, it's kept secretly and safe for the people who are ready for that, you understand? Because I don't want this spread like a Ramana sentence. It loses its value like that, you understand? You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we keep it safe, and I trust people who wake up, they know exactly what I speak, to keep that safe, you know? So, desires, expectation, what was the other word I forgot again?
Conflict. Create conflict, yeah?
Yeah, creating conflict. There's not much I can say about it. You have said it, you know. So how to be free? It's always again to awake, to liberate this mind. Awakening is to come to know who am I. It is a relief. It is a laughter. It is good news for this beloved servant's mind. Once this mind is ready to wake up and come to know who am I, because it will free this mind. Mind can be at ease and know I'm not needed. Now God came out of its coma, I'm no more needed. You follow what I'm saying? I can relax. So this is already something very beautiful, and it is the crown. This is when we can take care of this beloved servant's mind to awaken. You understand? So awakening is to come to know and to liberate his mind. This is what I call, what is enlightenment. Yes, the recognition can only be there once this mind is complete in its liberation. Not with this duality vision and all this conflict we talk right now about it. Mm-hmm. This is not a liberated mind. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This triggers another question in me. What can be done not to fall asleep at all right from the beginning? Here's the impression that children are empty and somehow as enlightened as somebody can be, but somehow there seems to be a time when you fall asleep, you run into this separation game, this win and lose game. So
okay.
What could parents do to protect children, their own children, of course, from falling too deep into that sleep?
Okay, I say to you, a baby born, a human baby born, a bundle of love, pure intelligence and innocence. You want to protect, isn't it? Little Buddha, you know? Till it grows up and becomes a monster, isn't it? Who knows how scary a monster is going to become, you know? But a baby born, this innocence, it is ignorance, you follow what I'm saying? This baby born innocent, this is pure source, pure intelligence, but it is innocent. It is not the true innocence. Because this baby, this human baby, has a potential to awaken, to come to know itself by itself, to come to know source, to awaken. So it is also natural, this baby born innocent, has no idea of boundaries or separation, no idea, does not even know how to put name and form. So for that reason, boundaries don't even exist. Only just simply see. Ah, you understand? But then, it naturally, when this mind starts to function, the brain has to grow a little while, and this mind has to start to function. This is a body-mind organism to function in the play of Lila. So it has brought itself a potentiality, a creativity of mind which function and put name and form and so on. And so this mind grows to a certain time, and suddenly this baby looks in the mirror and it can recognize I'm in that mirror, and this is when the duality starts. So this baby, this child, has to move first into ignorance. Naturally has to move first into the boundaries. What I can see, oh, what I can touch. This is bird, this is dog, this is car, this is mommy, this is daddy. Oh, you know, this is naturally to move into the boundary vision, and then sooner or later this is what we think, this is all there is, and this is the only value where only the value is. And then maybe later if you're in love with nature, not even then, you get a little bit romantic, you look into the sky and you... Everybody has brought with itself God as a separate entity. You know, this is, we bring this with us and we look for God. Because as a human, sooner or later you will ask yourself, it is so nature, how it come that I'm suddenly here. You understand? You, as a human, you have to move first into ignorance. My cat doesn't know, if what I'm saying. A cat, a dog, is innocent. Because they have not the potentiality to awaken. But a human is ignorant. And if not wake up, this non-liberated mind can be very violent. So violent, nature can't even come close towards that, if what I'm saying. So we have both direction, to awaken, to know your very nature, which is goodness itself. There's nothing cruel or schizophrenic or stupid about your nature, about you. Only this non-liberated mind, this is what is that violence, if what I'm saying. This is what is Maya. Your wrong vision is Maya. Not the play of Lila, it's innocent. Beauty, you reflected, intelligence overflowing, source seeing itself as appearance. There is no separation with that, if what I'm saying. So you lose innocence as a child. It starts basically, really, when you get into mess, it starts when you go in a kindergarten, when you go in school, when the comparison starts. Comparison. Some children already know 5 languages with 3 years, and you don't even know yet how to count. The superiority inferiority complex. So this is when this suffering, this you and I and comparison starts, what a pain it is, and then this expectation you think in some way is there, you should fulfill and you can't. Your stomach hurts, you feel sick because you can't, you know what I'm saying? So there is this samsara starts, being in the wrong vision. And for myself, my circumstance completely, I had, in a way, no choice. I really, all the force towards awakening, I could not in any way fulfill certain expectation. I couldn't, physically I couldn't. For my stomach, I couldn't. The way I grew up, I couldn't. It was all just, I'm bound to live in India.
If I'm saying, I did not understand the word.
I say I'm bound to live in India.
Okay.
my mother, what she used to do, she was an alcoholic, and but I loved her very much. She's all the reason why I'm in love is meditation, that I'm on the path, and this is a great background I have for being actually a teacher, my mother. I knew not much from the books, I know it from life itself. But what she used to do is she used to heat this kitchen up. It was like hell. Hot. Fire. And the windows were all closed. The wooden thing, it was always closed. It was dark and light on. And it was just hot in there. Always hot. So preparation for me to live in India. Yeah. So I could handle the high season. I assume now, looking back.
That makes sense.
So I think, yes, okay, I'm getting lost, okay. Yeah, so you lose your innocence. Because this innocence you're born with, it is ignorant because you have a potentiality to awaken. For you, it is not innocent. For nature, yes, but not for you. So you move into the boundary vision and you get into suffering, into the samsara. And so it depends, you know, if you're really good in school, you may make first money, you have a family, you have a car, you have a house. If you can fulfill certain things easily, then you can do that. You will bound to do so. You understand what is expected from you. But sooner or later, you may, if you're lucky, you will still suffer with that. You notice there is something more. This body is soon going to die, and I'm in trouble and with my wife, and I'm not really enjoying this moment, what I have, and so on. And then you may go from there. Somehow you ask yourself, what is beyond that body? Is there anyone on the planet who knows something? You go somewhere on the search, you understand? And if you're lucky, you're awakened, and this is then, once you come to know who you are, source, with that there is no identity. There is no body, you understand? There's not a somebody. Or a sense of a somebody. It is your nature, if you now know so or don't know so, but there is, but to know so, this is the true innocence. It is not the not knowing. Not knowing is ignorant. A human, you have to wake up, you have to come to know. Once you come to know, mind is liberated, has come to know too. Then you are at ease with a not knowing. There's nothing for you to think. Then there is wisdom in your eyes. And this is the true innocence. You follow what I'm saying? So you have to move from ignorance towards truth. Otherwise...
Then you know. Yeah?
Through ignorance, through your wrong vision, you come to know what is true. It is needed. And in a way as well, the mind is needed.
Sure.
A developed mind is needed, not what the animal has also mind.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say there's no mind, there's no mind to liberate. This is so bullshit, it's so philosophizing. Look, where's the mind? Can you see any mind? Can you see? So bullshit. I mean, this is a philosoph, the master have talked about, yes, this is a good idea, there's no mind.
Let's propagate that one and confuse the world.
How bullshit. You know, I mean, I would never feel attracted even to go there. They have nothing to share. They can only share, this is you. Bye-bye, hi-hi. And I could say intensive satsang after 4 days, okay, now you can leave, isn't it? But at least they would know who am I. But it is not enough to know who am I. You know? Soon or later, there is a so what. Mind is not satisfied just to know this kind of things, what we collect. We have so many words, and I don't agree with anything of that, honestly. But this is what I share in intensive. Because I want immediately take care to liberate this mind. That there is no chance to turn away from that ever. You follow what I'm saying? It's a great raw to know whom I am. Yes. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So...